Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called The Garfield Movie, Little Cat, Big Dreams. And this is a little golden book, and I think it is based on the movie that's out right now in theaters. And it says it's based on the screenplay by Paul A. Kaplan and Mark Torgrove and David Reynolds. And it's illustrated by Taylor Crayonball. And so if you've seen this movie, you'll probably really appreciate this story. And if you haven't, then maybe you can sometime. And if you are like me and you grew up with this character of Garfield, you might get a good kick out of this like I'm about to do. So today's story is read by Mommy and
Chicken.
Whoa. We got a chicken here. If I were you, I would try really hard to not attract attention to yourself because we're reading about a cat. And you know, cats eat chickens.
I'm a chicken with a bazooka. An evil chicken.
Well, then you're probably safe. Okay, here we go.
Hello, it's me, Garfield, the most gorgeous, lovable cat to walk the earth. I'm an expert on many topics. For example, I'm an authority on lasagna, or as I like to call it, lasagna.
And he puts a large exclamation point at the end of that, which means he has exclaimed it. Loudly, he shouts it. Because he likes it.
Like this? Mm-hmm. Lasagna!
Exactly.
There are only 5 important lasagna influencers on the internet. And I'm 3 of them.
Oh no, he must have a very strong internet presence. How does he do it?
Have you met my friends? John Arbuckle takes care of me. He keeps me comfortable and well-fed. Odie is a really sweet and always helpful, kind of like an unpaid intern.
Oh, so he kind of feels like maybe Odie is just supposed to follow him around and do what he says. Interesting.
Now, let's cut to the chase. You're in for a real treat because I'm going to share a story no one's ever heard before. It's about how I first met John. I'm going to take you back to where it all began.
How do you think you met him? Ooh, here we go.
Like every great story, it all started on a dark and stormy night. I was a little kitten back then, all alone, wandering the mean streets of the big city. I had nowhere to go. And then I smelled a glimmer of hope.
What do you think hope smells like?
Food.
You think hope smells like food?
Yeah, maybe.
That's really smart. I think you might be right.
It was an Italian restaurant. Inside was John. He was all alone too. I could also see a lot of delicious food inside. I went up to the window and we made an instant connection. At first, he didn't know what to do, but when no one was looking, he opened the window and let me in. "Hi, little buddy," he said. Smack.
I wonder what he's gonna do.
I curled up in his lap where no one else could see me. "Are you hungry, little guy?" he asked. Well, that's a silly question. He gave me a small piece of pepperoni and asked if I wanted more. Another silly question. I gobbled up the entire pizza and then checked the menu to see what else we could get.
Uh-oh. You know, he's just a really small cat. Do you think he needs a whole pizza?
Yeah.
He's a food guy.
Yeah. Well, let's hope he's also an exercise guy. Just then, the waiter arrived at the table.
"This was a quick dinner," he said. "You must have been very hungry. Can I bring you anything else?"
I thought lasagna sounded good, and family-sized seemed like the logical choice. I decided to come out and tour the restaurant. There was so much to see. Garlic bread, cake, and big plates of spaghetti.
And not just any spaghetti, right? Because there's also meatballs on that spaghetti. Now that makes me think, who do I know who likes spaghetti and meatballs?
Chicken.
The chicken does. Yeah, my chicken.
With the giant bazooka.
With the giant bazooka, yeah.
I thought the restaurant was delightful. I explored everything and visited all the tables, and everywhere I went, John followed. Pretty soon it was time to leave, so John ordered our lasagna to go. On the way out of the restaurant, John gave me some bad news.
Well, I guess, this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye? I thought we were having a good time. This made me really sad. I started to cry a lot. And with all the tears and the rain, I started to float toward a sewer. Luckily, John raced to the rescue and saved me.
Aww. You don't want your cat falling down the sewer.
You don't have a home, do you? John asked, and I shook my head, and he gave me a big hug. And at that moment, I knew John and I would be sticking together. And that's the story of how I adopted John. Later, I convinced John to get a bigger house, and pretty soon we even got a pet. And that's how Odie joined the family. And Odie helped me with a little decorating. John was surprised by our new chair, but I think he'll get used to it.
Oh my goodness. In the picture, my friends, we can see the inside of John's house. And it looks like John has a very comfortable looking yellow chair that he sits in, right? But what has Garfield done?
A giant green chair.
Yeah, his new chair that he bought takes up twice as much, maybe three times as much space as John's chair. And he's got Odie pushing in a big old cart full of popcorn and ice cream and chocolates. And I don't know. I think maybe Garfield's a little spoiled. What do you think? Yeah, I think you definitely
Garfield
did.
Yep, now that John, Odie, and I are together, things are pretty good. I guess you could say I'm living the dream. Well, there is one thing I don't like. Mondays. We should go directly from Sunday to Tuesday, but I don't think there's anything I can do about that.
He does not like Mondays. I do not blame him. Mondays usually mean you have to, you know, do stuff like school or work or things like that. And usually that's not as much fun as
sheets day.
Yeah. For us, Mondays are sheets day. Take the sheets off the bed and wash them. Hey, so much work. But that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.